Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He reversed a murder conviction because he said rap was crap. Welcome to the Afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has overturned the capital murder conviction of a Dallas man because of rap music.
33-year-old Larry Hart is doing life without parole for capital murder. In 2017, he drove burglars to the Redbird area apartment of Michael Gardner. The burglary went bad, Gardner was killed. And even though he was never ID'd as anything more than the driver, he was the only one convicted of capital murder. But to get there, the state relied on a video of Hart lip-syncing to hip-hop music, portraying himself as a gangster. The Court of Criminal Appeals ruled that music should never have been allowed in trial. Trial attorney Tom Cox.
This guy liked to do gangster rap. Gangster rap is all about being a gangster. But there was no evidence whatsoever that this gentleman is a gangster, that he does any of the stuff that he rapped about.
The case goes back to Dallas County Court for a new trial. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Duncanville man is being held on a murder charge for Monday's shooting of his girlfriend. 63-year-old James Rios was arrested outside of his burning apartment on Oriole Drive on traffic warrants. Fire Chief Greg Chase says they found the body of Regina Phillips inside the apartment.
They initiated a search, found an unresponsive person inside the townhouse. Due to the smoky conditions, they did bring that person outside, and that's when they determined they couldn't provide any type of resuscitative efforts.
Police filed the murder charge last night. Rios is being held on $1 million bond. Jewish students at UT Dallas want administrators to better enforce their policy against hate speech.
Surrounded by members of the Anti-Defamation League and the Jewish Federation, UTD students told reporters they're getting harassed almost every day. It was just last week, 21 people were arrested at UTD after they refused to leave an encampment there. Ofer Turgeman is a Jewish UTD student. She says she supports free speech rights, but
it is not fair that Jewish students need to decide whether to protect themselves or attend class. We should not need to receive messages early in the morning telling us that we need to avoid campus because of safety concerns.
The Jewish students called on the UT system to better enforce its policy on hate speech. In the 24-Hour News Center, Scott Gordon, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Earlier this week, we told you Dallas and Fort Worth have more motorcycle deaths than any other spot in Texas. Now, KRLD's Alan Skaya says the trend is spreading across the state.
TxDOT says 2,500 motorcyclists have died on Texas roads the past 5 years. Traffic Safety Program Manager Nancy Wynn says May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month.
Warmer spring and summer weather brings more motorcycles onto the road. We can all help save lives and reduce crashes by watching out for each other.
She says since motorcycles are smaller than cars, it's even more important to check your blind spot and use your turn signal. Al Peterson nearly died when he says a car turned in front of him last year.
I was thrown over the vehicle, slid to a stop in about 20 yards or so The vehicle then parked on top of my leg.
TxDOT says 599 motorcyclists died in crashes across the state last year, an increase of 7% from 2022. Almost 2,500 were hurt. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
The Dallas City Council has approved a deal for a new professional women's soccer team to play its games at the Cotton Bowl. Councilmember Chad West says the franchise for the USL Super League will be an inspiration to young soccer fans in North Texas.
For these little kids, it means women's sports is getting the respect, the spotlight that it deserves in the city of Dallas.
Jim Neal owns the new team in Dallas and says they have a big plan for a big presence.
We're just getting started, but we plan to get involved with the local community, running clinics, running tournaments, having our coaches and our players be accessible to the schools throughout the Dallas area.
The season will start in August. The league will announce the name of the Dallas team tomorrow. The Cowboys are still in the process of signing new guys and are hosting receiver Zay Jones, the former Jacksonville Jaguar, at the start of day. The Cowboys have released Michael Gallup, who signed with the Raiders. So Brian Broaddus with 105.3 The Fan says the signing would make sense.
Around the league, the thought about Zay Jones is the lack of speed. But they think that when you ask about the route running, they think, well, listen, you're going to get a better route runner than what you had with Gallup, a more consistent route runner. The catch radius, that's a real plus for him. But yeah, he's going to be a guy that's going to compete for a spot. Is he? You got to look at him, I was told, you look at him as a guy that's more outside in than inside out.
Zay Jones is a North Texas native, and his father, Robert Jones, actually played linebacker for the Cowboys in the late 80s and early 90s. And what a heartbreaking loss. The Stars had a 3-0 first period lead, but blew it, losing 4-3 to the Avalanche in overtime. Head coach Pete DeBoer says they made too many mistakes.
Turned the puck over in the neutral zone, which led to a penalty. You know, took another penalty 200 feet from our end. And, you know, they're a quick strike team. So you just can't make mistakes in those situations. And tough lesson to learn in game one, but, you know, glad you're not learning it in game six or seven in an elimination game.
He adds it's time for his scorers to step up.
You know, I think at the end of the night, when you look at the score sheet, you know, their big guys all kind of delivered and are all over the score sheet. And I thought a couple of our guys were, but, you know, we need to find some, you know, some of our scoring has to step up. You know, we've been waiting for, you know, a series plus a game now for some of that.
Stars will look to bounce back tomorrow night at the AAC. Puck drops at 8:30. With your afternoon all local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.